Everybody, good afternoon. Dave Abramowitz here for another edition of Green Light Go. The news is always greener, is it not? I think it is. Today we'll talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, the release of the Einstein emulator developer release 1 by our good buddy Paul Guyot. You can grab it from www.kallisys.com/Newton/Einstein. If you've never seen your Newton running on your Mac OS X desktop, run, don't walk to Einstein, put it up there and get it installed. It's really quite a thing to see. New in this release, a new monitor mode to directly control the emulator and debug programs. The interface was reworked to support the new monitor mode. Support for arbitrary screen sizes. There are some notes to be aware of, so take a look at the release notes there for more information on the screen sizes. Added a command line to execute arbitrary Newton script command line. Added a command to install a package. Flash is now saved when the power goes off. Fixed the power switch button and no longer generates an event when the Newton is off. Added support for Newton OS debug undefined instructions. Added computation of the ROM checksums, which are written to flash on startup so the Newton OS will not erase the flash across updates of the emulator and specifically of the Rex. And Paul also updated Newt test to 1.1G. There's been some talk about NBlog lately, again. Seems to come and go in waves. A great resource for this is Gavin McKenzie's revamped NBlog page, which you can find at gavinmckenzie.com, no W's, /wiki/Newton/published, and then either /NBlog or blog setup will get you to Gavin's pages. A great reference and walkthrough of all the packages you need for NBlog and how it all works together. That about does it for this edition of Green Light Go. This is Dave Abramowitz saying the news is always greener. See you next week.